Welcome back to the Press Box. I'm on the backside of Churchill Downs on Thursday, the eve of the Kentucky Oaks, and standing outside the stall of Bellafina, the favorite and the predominant favorite and hopefully the winner of the Kentucky Oaks. And I'm with assistant trainer Carlos Santamaria. Carlos, first of all, the horse, how is she doing?
Hi, thanks actually for being here. Philly Bellafina, she's actually doing really good. She came to Churchill Downs on her best. She's been training really well. She's been handling the track for the last couple of days here in Churchill Downs really good.
The much has been made of her race last year here in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies race. Some have said maybe she was coming in season a little bit or something like that. But, you know, she is just such a powerful, big, nice-looking filly.
Yeah, we actually didn't know exactly 100% what was the problem on Breeders' Cup. We all decided to call it like not her day, not her best day.
That's right.
Because we didn't want to say it exactly one thing. The good thing about it is she came out of the race really well. We took our time with her, tried to do the best thing with her, and I think between the trainer, the owner, and everybody in the barn and the team, we picked the right decision, and she's been coming with a good thing, you know, with a good record in the last three races.
She looks great. She feels great. What about you?
She feels great. I'm gonna be really honest with you. I feel okay in the mornings, but I'm sure everybody knows my situation. I'm a kidney failure. It's hard to have a life like this, living like this, when you have to do dialysis 8 hours a night,
correct,
every night. It's been like 6-7 months since I end up in the hospital, and to make a living, I have to do this now for I don't know so long, and it's hard. It's kind of hard because, like I said, by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, probably 5, that's for me pretty much the end of my days. So it's where, like, I gotta go back home and start working on myself to try to be ready for the next morning.
So you do dialysis every day for 8 hours a day?
Yeah, it's actually through the night, but it's every single night.
Right.
And, you know, I also have to take 15, 16 pills every day.
Right.
And it's pretty hard because people like me in dialysis, it's a lot of stress. It's your life, it changed totally different. It's totally different than any other normal people.
What has caused your kidney issues? Do you know? Have they been able to diagnose the cause yet?
Well, the cause, been talking to my fiance, Palmer Perigo. She is the one that's been on top of this with a group of people here from Kentucky. They've been helping me a lot. And I think they've been talking about between 300,000 to 400,000 for a transplant.
Okay. The we are going to try to help and try to get the word out and try to find a donor that will come forward and help you. What would it mean for you personally to find someone that would be willing to do that?
That would mean the world because, first of all, to keep living, to keep living, making a life, you know, I have two daughters, two girls, I got to take care of, I have a fiance, I have plans, I would like to marry her, I have plans to make life, but that would mean the world to me. It's just everything, you know, because that's what I need to keep living, and people, like I said, people like me, It's really hard, you know, to be in this situation.
How long have you been struggling with the kidney issue?
They find out about this problem about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But at the beginning, it was not a much of a deal. Like, I was trying to do a normal life, but even like that, I was still like doing a lot of different things on my diets and all that. But it's been like 4 years.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
You're a great caregiver to a great filly.
Thank you.
We got to help give care to the caregiver.
Thank you.
We're going to try our best. God bless you.
Same to you.
And all the best tomorrow. in the Kentucky Oaks, and hopefully in the winner's circle, we'll find out not only the horse can win, but the assistant trainer and her caregiver can win
too.
Thank you very much. Oh,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
You're good.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.